Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Australia thanks UNHCR for its update on international protection. We express, along with others, our deep concern for the record levels of people forcibly displaced globally. The COVID-19 pandemic, conflict and violence, and other drivers continue to put people at risk of displacement and worsen already vulnerable situations for displaced populations. UNHCR's critical work in ever more challenging circumstances is deeply appreciated. We commend UNHCR staff for their efforts to stay and deliver in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and offer our sincere condolences to the families of those UNHCR staff who have lost their lives. Australia remains gravely concerned at the prolonged humanitarian crisis in Ethiopia and the associated protection needs of millions of civilians. We appreciate UNHCR's role in delivering life-saving assistance guided by the core principles of humanity, impartiality, neutrality, and independence. The world spotlight has also recently turned on to Afghanistan, and we applaud UNHCR's work to protect the most vulnerable and to assist newly displaced Afghans with life-saving shelter, food, water, and core relief items, both within Afghanistan and neighbouring countries. Mr. Vice Chair, Australia will grant up to 13,750 visas under our 2021-2022 humanitarian program, maintaining our long commitment to a generous resettlement program. We continue to focus on providing resettlement for vulnerable women and children, unaccompanied minors, LGBTQI+, and refugees who are willing to settle in regional Australia. Australia also remains committed to complementary pathways as an avenue for helping more refugees and others in need to access sustainable and lasting solutions, harness community support for refugees, and improve integration and settlement outcomes. Australia's community support program allows communities and businesses, as well as families and individuals, to propose and support humanitarian visa applicants with employment prospects. It harnesses community support for refugees, including the willingness of the Australian business community to support refugees in practical ways through employment and financial assistance. Australia continues to refine this program to ensure it is a genuine, successful partnership between community, business and the government to provide beneficial outcomes for refugee and humanitarian arrivals in Australia. In addition, from 1 July this year, Australia is working in collaboration with Talent Beyond Boundaries to pilot a skilled refugee labour mobility program aimed at providing skilled refugees with an additional pathway to live and work in Australia. The pilot aims to remove many of the barriers that refugees face when trying to access employer-sponsored skilled migration pathways. It also aims to make it easier for employers in Australia to hire from this often overlooked talent pool of skilled professionals. Mr. Vice Chair, Australia remains very concerned by reports of increased sexual and gender-based violence globally, particularly for refugee women and girls. We know COVID-19 restrictions have exacerbated the risk of sexual and gender-based violence. We commend UNHCR's efforts in collaboration with community and women-led organisations and local partners to adapt and strengthen responses to sexual and gender-based violence and to protect children from sexual abuse and exploitation. We also commend UNHCR for its efforts to deliver inclusive programming. We encourage UNHCR to ensure its operations in all contexts are inclusive of everyone, and that UNHCR provides equal opportunities for participation and leadership for affected populations. The inclusion and leadership of women and girls, increased efforts to respond to sexual and gender-based violence, and the protection of persons with disabilities remain of the utmost importance in all displacement contexts. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.